Random House Audio presents The Devil's Star by Joan Nesbø, translated from the Norwegian by Don Bartlett, read for you by Robin Sachs. Part 1. Chapter 1. Friday. Egg. The house was built in 1898 on a clay base that had since sunk a tiny bit on the west-facing side, causing water to cross the wooden threshold where the door was hung. It ran across the bedroom floor and left a wet streak over the oak parquet, moving west. The flow rested for a second in a dip before more water nudged it from behind, and it scurried like a nervous rat towards the skirting board. There the water went in both directions. It searched and somehow sneaked under the skirting until it found a gap between the end of the wooden flooring and the wall. In the gap lay a 5-kroner coin bearing a profile of King Olaf's head and the date, 1987, the year before it had fallen out of the carpenter's pocket. But these were the boom years. A great many attic flats had needed to be built at the drop of a hat, and the carpenter had not bothered to look for it. It did not take the water much time to find a way through the floor under the parquet, apart from when there was a leak in 1968, the same year a new roof was built on the house. The wooden floorboards had lain there undisturbed, drying and contracting, so that the crack between the two innermost pine floorboards was now almost half a centimetre. The water dripped onto the beam beneath the crack and continued westwards and into the exterior wall. There it seeped into the plaster and the mortar that had been mixed 100 years before.